You are now stuck inside my head. I apologize for the mess.
Alright, I'm gonna take a drink of my iced coffee here. Sorry for all those drinking sounds. Oh, excuse me. Alright, that's gonna get edited out. Okay, so today, I've been cleaning house all morning. I kind of want to take a moment and do a little exploration of an idea. This is one I've kind of already recorded. This is what happens when I go to the audio version only, is I'll record these things in very inopportune times. And so I recorded this driving home, and I was just editing it, and I was like, oh, this is so obnoxious, hearing all the background noises, and the audio quality's not great. So, here we're going to do this again. The word I'm exploring today is righteousness. It's kind of a spiritually minded, like a preachy, churchy word. And I grew up, you know, in church. I grew up understanding, you know, a spiritual worldview of who I was, you know, that... and who you know, who God is, and what Jesus means to the world and means to me, and all that kind of stuff from a young age. But you know, one of the things we suffer with when it comes to spiritual mindset stuff is we're reading the Bible in English, you know, and it wasn't written in English, and we have the side effect of having also a culture that redefines words pretty easily. And even in modern day, you can see this play out where, you know, there'll be a word one day and then it doesn't quite fit the narrative. And so as a culture, we start shifting the word to mean something else. Or, you know, what's cool changes, and so then words change with that. And I feel like righteousness is one of those words that became unpopular because of self-righteousness, because of what churches were presenting as righteousness. And I will say that I think I fell for it, because what I used to define as righteousness for probably the first two-thirds of my life, up until my mid-30s, I used to define righteousness as a characteristic, like a righteous man. A righteous man is somebody that, you know, people look up to, somebody that is known for their moral fiber or their character. You know, that was what. But again, if you hear what I'm saying, it might make sense to you. But let me be more distinct about it. What I thought righteousness was what other people thought about you. Like if other people's opinions about you was what made you righteous. You know, if God's opinion about you is what makes you righteous, your neighbor's opinion about you is what makes you righteous. If everybody thinks you're, you know, worthless and good for nothing, then that's what they think about you. You can't be righteous and have people think those things about you. That was my mindset. But I've been recently doing a whole lot of studies in the Bible. I would probably say for the past 4 years, I've been just diving in deep into word studies in the Bible, and listening to a lot of podcasts and just kind of gaining new perspective on things, and especially when it comes to these words that have been translated. And it was the Bible Project that in their podcast, they were talking about righteousness, and they talked about in a certain usage of it, what does it mean? And then, Tim, I forget his last name. He brought up the idea that the word here really means doing right by. So being righteous means to be doing right by somebody. So doing right by your neighbors, doing right, you know, for your family, doing right, doing what is right by God. Those are the things that make you a righteous person. Nowhere in that concept does it pertain to what people think about you. And that was kind of eye-opening to me. Just there was a season where the word righteous became kind of a bad word, whereas like people were self-righteous. You didn't want to appear to be righteous. You didn't want people to think you were righteous. But in thinking about it this way, I would never want for people to think that I wasn't doing right by them. And I wouldn't want to be the type of person who didn't, you know, try to do right by people. And so it just kind of changed the word for me. It made it not a toxic word, not a bad word. And kind of changed my mindset about what it meant to walk that walk of trying to, you know, trying to be a righteous person, trying to pursue righteousness. You know, what that means is in every situation I face, do my best to do right by the people in that situation. More recently, this has kind of played out in a closer relationship where, you know, because I want people to like me. That's a thing. I think we all deal with that. Like, we want people to like us. And we want people to think good things about us. But sometimes to do right by someone is to do something that they're not going to like. So if you have a, you know, a friend or family member that's going through an addiction struggle, you know, there might be a time where you have to do right by them by calling it out and making a stand against it and not supporting it and you know, applying some pressure as a family member or a friend that, you know, I won't be a party to this anymore because you've got a problem and you're not dealing with it. And that's doing right by that person, but that's not going to end up with you being somebody's favorite person. You know, and that's where it gets really tricky. And I've really had a struggle this past, you know, year of just what, you know, what is the right thing to do sometimes? Because I can get my life in order, my personal life, you know, I can get that in order. I can work real hard on my marriage and I can, you know, try to do right by everybody around me. But then you get into some complicated situations where it's like, you know, how do I do right by this homeless person over here? What is the right thing to do? And one thing that has helped me to think about is that righteousness, doing right by somebody, requires you to have a relationship with them in such a way that you know what's right for them, that you know what your actions and how they affect them. If you don't know that, you can't do right by somebody. So I can't just, you know, see somebody and be able to contemplate quickly what is the righteous thing to do, what is the right doing right by them to do. It all starts with a relationship. And if we ignore that relationship, if we don't, you know, pursue that relationship, then we don't have a place to be trying to do right by, because we've already messed up at that point. Like, you can't do right by God if you don't have a relationship with him. You can't do right by anybody if you don't have a relationship with them, because these are relational terms. And you're already kind of off base if you're trying to be righteous with people that you don't know and that you don't have a relationship with. And sometimes doing right by people is just minding your business and staying out of people's business, you know, because again, it's relational. So if you don't have a relationship with somebody, you don't need to give them your opinion about things or advice. Like, that's not doing right by them, because you can't do right by somebody you don't have a relationship with. Now you can still, like, you can still help people when in crisis, you know. You can still give somebody a ride. You can give a needy person a hot meal. None of that's really, you know, I'm not judging that. I'm just saying, for myself, when it comes to those more complicated matters of I don't know what the right thing to do is in this situation, when it's not obvious to me what is right to do by somebody, that might stem from the fact that I don't have a proper relationship to make the decision. If you're having that relationship, that issue with God, you're like, I don't know what God wants me to do in this situation. The cure there is to is pursue that relationship, because that's what reveals what is right to do, is when you know somebody, when you know, I've been working this new job, and I've been getting to know my boss just really well. Just every time I get the chance, I learn about the business and I learn about his business that he's created and how he wants to run it. So that when I'm out on the field and I'm working, I can do right by him because I know how he wants things done. And it helps. Like, that's been a great investment. Knowing, you know, when you're working for somebody and it's their business, it's their baby, and you want to do right by them, you got to know their heart and where it sits on it. You know, what matters? Where are the priorities? And once you know that, once you have that relationship, then you can do right by somebody. Whereas there's other people in my life, I don't know the first thing. And some of it's relational. And you can't force a relationship with somebody. So if somebody's, you know, got you in a position where you don't know what's right to do, you know, sometimes the answer is, well, I don't have a relationship with you. So my involvement will be limited by my ability to determine what is right to do because I don't have a relationship. And having boundaries like that, I think, has been super important for me. I just used to be the kind of person that could get walked all over. I was so, had such a strong desire to do what was right. And I'm not saying I haven't made mistakes, not done things that weren't right, but I definitely got myself in situations and relationships that were damaging because I wanted to be perceived as right. You know, like if you want to win an argument with somebody, it's because you want them to see you as being right. But you know, you'll do all kinds of horrible things to win an argument. You know, you'll hurt someone's feelings to win an argument. You'll badger a point to win an argument. But that's just because you want to be perceived as being right. Now, there are situations where you need to argue your case because it's going to make a difference in what the decision is. You know, if you're trying to decide the best solution to a problem and you believe you know the best solution, you make your case. But 9 times out of 10, when you're in an argument with somebody, it's because you want them to acknowledge that you're right. I don't know. It goes back to that whole what people think and caring what people think about you and judging you. It's just not important. And if you really want to live a righteous life and do what's right by people, then you focus on those relationships and getting to know, their path well enough to know what's right for them and what's doing right by them. And then those are the decisions you make, and you do right by people, and you do right by your God, and you do what's right for yourself, because you can't help your friends if you're not taking care of yourself. You can't help your family if you're, you know, going downhill yourself. So sometimes the first step is to start taking care of yourself, doing right for yourself, because that's what God wants, is for you to be, you know, healthy enough to take on the challenges of the world. You know, it's not an excuse to not do things or to not be active, and to not take risks or get out in the world. I'm just saying that, you know, when you start thinking about really doing right by everybody and being there for people that you know relationally, that you belong and have a responsibility to be there for them, that you have to also take care of yourself, which also means sometimes setting boundaries with people that don't have a proper relationship with you, that you can't do right by them because you don't have that relationship. Means setting boundaries with people who are not doing right by themselves. If somebody's falling down into addiction and struggle, and no matter what you do, all they want from you are ways to be codependent and to keep having that lifestyle, there comes a time where you have to draw that line and say, to do right by you, I have to do things that are going to make you hate me. And that might not change. They might not ever not hate you. But you, that's the thing about true righteousness, is it has nothing to do with what people think about you. Anyways, that was my thought for today. I've been super busy cleaning house today. I feel like this spring I'm going to just do some serious purging and get my house super cleaned up, because I have gotten to a point now where I just don't care. There's so many things that I have, like projects. When I was stuck at home all day with my previous line of work, I was just home all the time. And so I always wanted to have all these projects sitting around in case I ever got bored. So there'd be something for me to do, you know, in the house. And I have plenty of projects around the house. I have plenty of hobbies and things like that. But at this point, so much more of what I want to do is not in the house. And so a lot of these little hobbies and crafts and half thought out ideas, I can just purge them, because I've got a lot going on in my life. And I don't know. It's just things have just changed. And I've got some different interests now, and I feel like I'm more likely to be content at home just getting rest at this point, because I have a lot more physical labor in my day. I'm just running all over creation, all over Oklahoma, and you know, I just don't have as much desire to, or boredom. Boredom's not a problem for me anymore. I would actually just love, in fact, like today, I'm just cleaning the house. I'm not bored with it. I find it, you know, fulfilling, because I'm not stuck here all the time. So, you know, now that I'm here, I'm getting a moment to actually care about some things and take care of a few things. It's fine. And it's not as much of a boring thing. Used to, I had to put on a TV show or something just to entertain me. But I've been just getting stuff done today. So I'm going to get back to it. And, try to maybe put some stuff together to go to Goodwill and just clean out my garage a little bit. The weather's really nice. We're in that perfect ideal weather of getting some stuff done kind of outside. If it doesn't rain on me, that's my plan for this afternoon. But other than that, I'm doing good. Take care of yourselves. You know, go out there and do right by people. Do your best. All right. Bye.